Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Welcome back. Little Texas Blues bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey Zabar, Z-B-A-R is how you spell his last name. Award-winning journalist and columnist, author of three books on being home-based. He's made home-based look good for 30 years, folks. This year, he's a couple of months ahead of me on that one. He and I both, our business has turned 30 years this month, and we're sharing some of those ideas about what was happening back in those days. Jeffrey, when I became a business owner, I had just been downsized twice for the second time in 18 months. And I said, I don't need help screwing up my life. I thought about my resume, and I said, I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I started my business. I had two kids. I had two teenagers and two mortgages and no customers. Now, you talk about being out on the edge.
Right.
I don't know how much it was a combination of desperation and motivation, and I'm not sure which one was the biggest, but you put those two together, it'll get you out of bed in the morning.
I tell you what, we were talking earlier about what, you know, my question I ask CEOs, what drives you, what gets you out of bed Monday, you know, early on Monday, and what keeps you late on Friday. And, you know, growing a business may be one thing, but I guarantee you have those obligations that, you know, that it falls to you. And sure, you know, in my household, we have, you know, my wife is a hard worker. She's a nurse practitioner. And, you know, I batted way above my level, you know, in landing her. But you know, that's the stuff that motivates you beyond anything else, beyond the drive for success and to grow a business. I mean, it's to put, not to sound, you know, overly dramatic, but quite literally to put food on the table, to keep a roof above your kids' heads. You know, if that doesn't motivate you to sort of drive what you're doing, I don't know what will.
Well, do you remember the FedEx commercial where the guy was sitting behind the desk with a bunch of phones on the desk, and he picked one phone up and said, I can do that. He'd hang that phone up, he'd pick another phone up and said, I can do that. He did that four or five times, and then after all that, he said, how am I going to do that? Well, I used to go call on my consulting customers, and I'd say, what can I help you with? And they'd say, I need this done. I'd say, I can do that. And I'd walk out, and I'd say to myself, I literally would say to myself, how am I going to do that?
Right.
But I took the work and figured it out. And that's the thing about the early days. If you think about it though, Jeff, back in those days, as tough as it was, frightening as it was, not knowing what was going to happen the next day or the next week or month or year, those were pretty cool. When I look back and I think about things, someone once said, the times that I've been the most creative was when I was up against it the hardest. And I believe that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Nothing motivates. There is, in my life, there's no such thing as writer's block on deadline. Okay. I may get writer's block when I have a deadline a week out and I just can't bring myself, just, it's not coming to me. And that's, and obviously as a writer, I will face that, but we all have things that may gum up our process and may keep us from, you know, sort of not delivering on time, but sort of getting a head start on a project. But as a writer, when I'm facing deadline, when I have the challenge of having to deliver, that's when I truly feel the best creativity comes out.
No question.
And, you know, and nothing motivates like that.
I also want to say one other thing about this, and I know you'll appreciate this because I know you are like this. If you're lazy, if you don't like to work, if you're the kind of person that's looking for a job, that where you're going to deliver, you're going to do your job, but you're just going to kind of, you know, ghost a little bit if you can, or you're going to coast a little bit whenever you can. You're looking for payday, you're looking for vacation, you're looking for quitting time. You know you're going to take every break, every morning and every afternoon. You're going to take your full lunch hour. You're going to keep up with every minute of comp time. If that's the way you think, and if you, and it's okay. I'm not minimizing people like that, because there are hundreds of millions of people like that. God bless you, because you become employees. But if that's how you are, please, please don't start a business. What do you think, Jeff?
Right. No, absolutely.
Do everybody a favor, especially yourself. Do not start a business, because you're not the kind of person that needs to be a business owner.
No, back to our the comment we made last section is, you either are an successful people, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're a clock puncher, and I don't mean that with any disrespect. I sort of say it jokingly, mm-hmm. but whether you work for yourself or someone else, you got to think like an entrepreneur. And especially if you want to go out and launch a business like I did, 30 years ago, went from being punching somebody's clock to going out on my own, I had to own that business, literally.
And you started it from scratch, too, didn't you? You started from,
absolutely.
It was a blank sheet of paper, just like mine.
Had $6,000 in billings my first year, and I thought, wow, that's pretty remarkable. And my wife's like, what louse did I marry? Things changed over time. We stuck to it and made it happen with her support and et cetera. So,
Jeff,
it's pretty remarkable what we make happen.
You know how proud I am of you, because I've watched you for 20 years now in your business. So thank you for being here. Come back soon. And when you come back, we got to celebrate your 20th anniversary. How about that?
There you go. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that one.
As a member of our brain trust. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com and gotwarriors.com. Jeff, see you later.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, a 30-year business owner. Whatever he says, you want to listen to.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.